I just want to go on record and give you a big old I told you so.
That you told me so?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like an I told you so. You know, usually an I told you so is more about like you did something stupid and I told you not to. This isn't really that. This is like early on, I told you about an actress named Julia Garner. I told you when I saw her in The Americans as Kimberly. And then I saw her again in Dirty John as the daughter. And she played two completely different characters. And I said, this girl's special. Like, there's something. She's a really, really unique actress. She's not like anything else I'd ever seen. And I told you that. I mean, think about how long ago The Americans was. Like, that was years ago. And I was like, this girl, Julia Garner, she's a thing. Well, right now, she's in two of the most watched and most popular Netflix shows. Do you know who she is, by any chance?
I have no idea who she is.
If you Google her, does she look familiar?
What's her name?
Julia Garner. G-A-R-N-E-R.
Nope, I have no idea who she is.
Does not look familiar to you.
Nope, not at all.
She plays Ruth Langmore in Ozark, and now she's starring in a new Netflix series called Inventing Anna, where that is the number one show on Netflix right now. It's the one, it's about that fake socialite who swindled millions in New York, like just like five years ago. I think we even talked about it on the show when it was happening.
It's one of those shows I saw. It was on and I was gonna click on it, but it didn't look like my kind of show.
I felt like I knew the whole story because I'd seen, you know, I'd heard the whole thing. I read the New York Magazine article that was all about it. And it was on the front page of like everything in New York at the time. So I was like, I know this story. What more could they possibly tell me? It was Joe, it was my boyfriend, who was like, we have to watch it. And he always has his finger on the pulse of that kind of stuff. So I was like, all right, fine. So we did. We watched it. And it was amazing. And I'll tell you about it in a second. But it's the number one show on Netflix right now. Look at him. Look at him picking that right out.
Good job, Joe.
Kind of impressive. And then look at me with my finger on the pulse of Julia Garner. This girl is so talented. And she's so good in this role. Like, she's really good. She's so young. And she's, I don't know where she gets all this worldliness from, that she can just lose herself in a character like that. You feel like, you know, it's you got to live a life for a lot longer before you can really become that many people. But not her. Whatever it is, she has it in spades. She's amazing. So it's really interesting. So the story, in case you don't know it, is about this con artist woman. And I say woman, but really she was at the time 23, 24 when the whole thing got started. So some like 20-something year old who comes to New York and sells herself off as this German heiress that her father was. She told lots of different stories to lots of different people of why her dad was like some oligarch and a billionaire. But she basically, she conned her way into New York society, which is very hard to do because they're very, very small circles. Most of the people in New York grew up together. They all know each other. You know, the only way you can work your way in is if you're royalty. You know, if you come in as somebody with a ton of money. Well, she was smart. I mean, she's a con artist. So she came in looking the role. She's not hot, but she was attractive, you know, and she knew how to do herself up. And she wore all the latest clothes and she dressed expensive. Like, you looked at her and you thought, like, that woman has money. And she just kind of weaseled her way into society. She got she came with an idea for a foundation, and she got some of the biggest developers and architects and bankers in New York to agree to bankroll and fund her project. And she kept saying, well, my father is giving me a trust fund that's worth $60 million. And they're like, well, you only need 40 for this project you want to do. And she was like, great, I have 60. So every time they would go to vet her, she would say, oh, you have to speak to Peter Haneke. He's the person who controls my trust. So they would call Peter Haneke and he would say, oh, darling, hey, yes, what do you need? Oh, I'll wire you money. No problem. Where to and when? I'm wiring it now. It'll be to you by tomorrow.
So he was on the take also.
There was no Peter Haneke.
Right.
It was her.
Just a buddy of hers.
No, it was her on a voice changing app.
Nice.
And she had several phones, and one of her phones was rerouted so that it had It came up as a European number, as a German number.
Oh, that's brilliant. And she had the app and everything.
Yeah. So, and she convinced all these billionaires to just give her money. And she would like honey up to a billionaire and say, oh, we should go to Marrakesh. And they would say, great. And they would get there and she'd be like, oh, they're not letting me use my money because I'm in Marrakesh and it's German money and it's a problem. So if you pay for this, I'll pay you back.
Mm-hmm. I'm worth so $60 million. So I'll pay you back.
Right, exactly. And so people kept giving her private planes and private jets, and she got invited to a Warren Buffett party in Omaha, Nebraska at his compound. She became friends with Macaulay Culkin, started hanging out with him. She became friends with Martin Scorsese, that piece of shit that was the pharma bro.
Mm-hmm.
Remember who bought, who fucked up everything with the Wu-Tang Clan and he... had all those drugs that kids needed, and he charged ridiculous amounts of money. He's in prison now.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like her best friend, you know. So she honeyed up to all these pretty powerful pieces of shit that were out there, not Macaulay Culkin, but like other people. And they all bought it. They all bought her bullshit. So Shonda Rhimes decided to take on this project. Shonda Rhimes, who did Scandal and Grey's Anatomy. I mean, very famous, like one of the best storytellers of our time, showrunner / storyteller, writer, everything. So Shonda Rhimes did this for Netflix, starring Julia Gardner,
mm-hmm.
and it's incredible. It's really good storytelling. There's a lot of amazing actors in it. There's the whole time you're watching, you're like, wait, I know that guy. Wait, I know that girl. Like, you're going to recognize people from other shows and movies and stuff you've seen. And there people from Scandal are in it, and people from like shows that you watched years ago, and people that are in stuff you're watching now. And the guy who's the lead in How I Met Your Father on Hulu is in it. Like, it's like every 2 seconds, you're like, wait, that guy. Wait, I know that girl.
Mm.
It's the best thing on Netflix right now. It's very good storytelling. It's amazing acting. And the story itself will really piss you off because so much of it is true. Laverne Cox is in it. Laverne Cox plays this like life coach guru trainer,
mm-hmm.
who was also part of Anna's life. It's just, it's so well done. It's a really, really interesting story.
So I just think it's funny that this Julia Gardner that you're talking about, she's been in 32 movies and TV shows, none that I've seen. So
how did you not see Ozark? You didn't watch any of Ozark? It's in its like 30th season.
No, there's no reason for that. I don't even know where that is.
Netflix. It's like one of the best shows on Netflix.
Okay. There's so much to watch right now. It took me 7 weeks to start watching Peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And where the hell was I? This is the greatest show written right for me. And I didn't watch it for 7 weeks.
Yeah, that's right up your alley. And the lead dude in it, John Cena,
mm-hmm.
I saw him on an interview a while back when he was promoting Peacemaker. And I was like, you know, I got no connection to John Cena whatsoever. Whatever he does, I know he's very good and people love him and he seems like a really great guy, but the kind of stuff that he does is just not up my alley. So just like, you don't know Jennifer Garner, I don't know, well, I know John Cena, I just don't know his work at all. So I hear him talking. Mario Lopez says to him, you know, you don't have children, yet you do all this stuff for children. So, like, what's up with that? And he said, yeah, you can love children and not want to have any.
Mm.
And when I got together with my wife, I said, you know, I want to focus on my career. I want to focus on our relationship and I want to focus on our marriage. I don't think I want children. And she was like, yeah, I'm down with that. I don't want children either because I don't think that we would be great parents because we want to focus on all these other things and not focus on children. He's like, but that doesn't mean I don't love children. So he does a lot of events for children. He does a lot of like Make-A-Wish type stuff, mm-hmm. or events that are like for children's charities and all that kind of stuff. So he loves children. He just doesn't want any because he feels it would be irresponsible. And I was like, oh my God, I love this guy. Because the way he articulated it was so like, for people like me and my boyfriend who are, you know, child-free by choice, he also was like, yeah, we knew we didn't want kids and it's not because we don't like them. We love kids. We do stuff with kids all the time. We just knew that we didn't want our own kids. And I was like, okay, I am on the John Cena train now.
Yeah. What they did is they put superheroes, really stupidly hot chicks, and hair metal into a TV show. Every song that they play is a hair metal song. And I'm going, they wrote this for me.
For you, yeah. Uh-huh.
They said, who's the guy we're going to write? And they put a photo of me up in the writing room and said, this is who we're going to write it for.
But yet nobody told you to watch it.
One day I said, I'll watch it. And I fell in love with it within 10 minutes. And I'm like,
what's so great about it? Is it as good as The Boys? What's it about? Like, what's the concept?
I just told you. Boobs, superheroes, and hair metal.
Okay. So they just stand there looking hot as they play hair metal behind them. They don't actually do anything. There's no storyline.
Not really. I mean, John Cena is a superhero, and his sidekick is an eagle named Eagly. It's a real eagle, and it's like baby Yoda, but it's an eagle. So they have a little mascot. But it's just a really good show with really stupid hot chicks. Jesus. I mean, just crazy hot. So, yeah. And every song you're going, like they play the London Choir Boys in a scene where he sings the whole song.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows that band except me.
Right. That's what I mean. So this show was literally made for you. And yet they didn't bother to send you an email and be like, Anthony, your show is ready.
Many, many years ago when we were on the air, you said there's a show coming out and it's going to be on bikes and it's kind of like the Mafia and it's got rock and roll and it's perfect for you and it's called Sons of Anarchy. And I said, I'm there. This is going to be my show. You should have did this with Peacemaker.
You're right. It's my bad because I knew that it was superheroes and I knew, but I didn't know the hair metal. I didn't know the super hot chicks because I don't really, stupid hot chicks because I don't really think about women like that. But yeah, I probably should have mentioned to you that might be up here. Alex, it reminded me of The Boys. I know how much you love The Boys. So,
yeah,
which is the stupidest name for a show ever.
Even hotter chicks than The Boys. And there's one girl that I had to actually look up. Because I've never seen a body like this in my life. I don't think she's from this world. I think she's just an alien because her body is just crazy.
Is she a wrestler also like John Cena?
No, she's actually a stunt woman.
Interesting.
So she does all these stunts for all these huge movies that you know. But when they look for a girl to do a stunt, they call this girl up. But her body is just crazy. Just insane. And she's dressed like an 80s chick.
Oh, get it. Yeah.
She got the big hair. Come on. And they're playing, you know, London Choir Boys in the background.
Every fetish you've ever had. Like, it's so funny. Like, it ticks all of your boxes. Yeah. How did you not know about that? You should have some sort of a Google alert for yourself.
Just for boobs, hot chicks, John Cena, and hair metal.
Hair metal. Yeah.
And even, I'm into eagles now. I didn't even know. Now I want an eagle. Screw dogs and cats. I want an eagle now. But yeah, it's 7 into it, and I missed it for 7 weeks. So now I don't even know how many episodes there are, but I know there's more coming up.
It sounds like something I will really not like.
You will hate it.
Okay, just checking.
But it's just like I will hate whatever that show you were just—
Inventing Anna, yeah.
Inventing Anna, not for me.
Not for you.
Peacemaker,
yeah, that's really true. Yeah.
Not
for me. Yeah.
So that's the beauty of the world we live in now. I don't have to watch your shit. You don't have to watch my shit. But the shit can live in the same world.